Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, brought to you by Harvard Western Insurance. We don't judge. Here's another reminder. Renew your plates today. Visit harvardwestern.com. And brought to you by the Arcola Co-op, offering fuel, food, and drinks on Highway 13. Arcola Co-op, you're at home here. Today, NDP leader Ryan Miley and opposition agriculture critic Trent Weatherspoon tour drought-stricken areas of southern Saskatchewan. FCC offers support to drought-stricken producers through flexible credit arrangements. The Farm Stress Line sees a 20% jump in calls this summer due to drought and the pandemic and other farm issues. Real Agriculture discusses the latest inductees in the Agricultural Hall of Fame. There'll be more blending of high and low quality wheat because of poor weather. The farm weather is in its usual spot at the bottom of the hour. This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Johnson's Grain, helping growers contract any type of grain. Call 1-800-324-7778. And Mazank Fuels, your local branded Petro-Canada wholesaler for over 40 years. Fill up the tank, call Mazank, 306-721-6667. NDP leader Ryan Miley and agriculture critic Trent Weatherspoon are touring Saskatchewan farms and ranches devastated by the 2021 drought today. They're accompanied by NDP MLAs Carla Beck and Betty Nippy Albright. Weatherspoon says the trip is showing a crisis.
We're down right now in the McCord area. We've been in through LaFleche and Gravelberg and over to Rockland shortly. We've been meeting with ranchers and farmers and touring fields. And it's just horrible, Jim. It's complete devastation that we're looking at here, and it's a situation that is a crisis for the region. We're talking about a total loss. We're talking about water that's non-existent or is now poisonous due to the dissolved solids, and we're talking about just no access to feed. At all, and total crop loss in many of these cases. So this is a situation that you have to see with your own eyes, and watching these proud, strong ranchers and producers with quaking voices describing their situation, it's really makes you realize the crisis that this province is facing, that folks are facing in this area, and there needs to be immediate action and a support package built with producers and ranchers in Saskatchewan, in this region, from both the federal and the provincial government.
Elaborate a little more. What should be done to help?
Well, I think ultimately a program right now, the federal government and the provincial government need to be down here, and they need to be designing a program with folks that know the situation. Certainly, you're talking about an aid package that, you know, needs to be there on the crop side and on the livestock side, addressing the feed, the non-existent feed that's there in the sky-high prices. But producers and ranchers and agriculture is always there for Saskatchewan. They do their part. They take on that risk. Right now, they're down and out in a crisis, and the province needs to step up now, working with ranchers, working with producers, and, of course, in full partnership with the federal government.
Anything specific in mind?
Well, it's going to take dollars. There needs to be dollars extended. You've got folks that have seeded crops that have total losses, don't have adequate support on that front. You've got cattle without feed, ranchers without access to feed. So we need to, there's different solutions to get feed to ranchers. But ultimately, we're going to need a bailout by way of dollars, and it can't be delayed. You know, there's other things that can be considered around a moratorium, you know, on loans and certain protections that are there. But certainly there needs to be an aid package built and quick, and with those that lives depend on it.
Trent Weatherspoon is the NDP agriculture critic. This portion is brought to you by Prairie 6-inch eaves troughs. An inch makes a big difference. PrairieEavesTroughs.ca and Farmtronics in Regina, your farm electronics specialists. From moisture testers to security cameras, keeping your farm running productively and efficiently since 1977. 380 Henderson Drive. Regina-based Farm Credit Canada is offering to provide support to drought-stricken producers. Senior Vice President of Operations Darren Howden says FCC is willing to be flexible on loans on a case-by-case basis.
We'll work on it on a case-by-case, Jim, obviously, because different people have a different situation. So if it's a short-term issue, what we're looking at is we can, of course, defer our customers' loan payments, or we'll also be looking to provide short-term financing as well, if that makes sense. If it's a bigger issue where, you know, it needs a little bit more work than that, what we'll do is we'll take a look at including other tools that we have, which may be including restructuring existing loans and whatever makes sense to put our producers back in a solid financial footing.
Have you had many producers call your offices yet?
We have had, actually. That one of the reasons that we went forward, we're a little earlier than we wanted to be this year, but this goes right from Manitoba all the way through to BC. And as bad as it is here in Saskatchewan, there's some pockets in Manitoba that are actually quite a bit worse. So we were getting customers phoning us a couple of weeks ago asking for some support. So unfortunately, the conditions haven't improved. And so we decided we better launch this now. And again, it's more to provide the relief that, hey, we understand what's going on out there, and that, you know, we're here to support our producers in any way we can. So to try and relieve some of that stress that's definitely out there right now, and just saying, hey, we understand, and, you know, when after harvest or in the interim, we're here to talk and see what we can do to help you out.
So far, what have been the main types of support you've given or offered?
So far, we haven't actually offered any yet. It's been more people just asking to say, hey, my crop's looking really tough. I'm not sure what's going to happen here. If I do have a problem and end up with a cash shortfall, what can I do? So we expect to see probably mid to late August is when a lot of these requests are going to start coming in, because then guys will have a better idea of what their crop looks like. To know, like, are they going to have an issue or not? And the one thing that is saving our grain producers is the prices are really, really strong, of course. So, you know, if you have a 50% yield, you know, a lot of those guys with the prices being so strong may end up being okay after when all things are done. It's our livestock producers that are the ones that are in more of a crunch right now. With a feed shortage and in some cases a water shortage, actually, in the Manitoba Interlake region, they're actually having a water shortage as well. So the one thing that the provincial government, that Minister Merritt announced last week with doubling the minimum crop insurance yield before it's a write-off, has really helped, and we're trying to get that message out to our producers as well. And what we're finding is we've actually had reports of some grain producers have already had calls from some cattle guys saying, hey, that crop, can I bail that crop for you? So it was a really good announcement that I think is going to take some of that feed pressure off some of our producers as well.
So you advise producers they'll always keep the lines of communication open?
Absolutely. Whether you deal with us or any other financial institution, if you're worried about your finances and how things are looking, the sooner you reach out, the better. Of course, there's always, you know, there's going to be some difficult things to look at, but the sooner you talk to us, the more options are available. And, you know, share some of the stress that folks are dealing with. Absolutely. Start talking about it and let's start putting a plan together to get them through it.
And you have some suggestions for those that are facing a lot of anxiety?
Absolutely. So the industry's done a really good job in the last few years in the discussion on mental health. And so there's the Farm Stress Line, of course, that is 1-800-667-4442. We've got on our website as well at www.fcc.ca. We have the Rooted in Strength publication we have posted there that people can go on, and there's some good tools there. And, of course, Do More Ag. www.domore.ag is another place to go to get some supports if you have any concerns or how to reach out and make sure that you get through this okay. Like, it's that we're in a tough space as an industry right now, and we'll get through this. Like, this is you know, part of what the ag business is like. Last year we had a fantastic year. This year it's a little bit tougher for some, but we'll get through this. And that's the thing. Like, at FCC, we get that. Some years are great, some years are less so, but in the end run, we know this is a strong industry and we'll get through this.
Darren Howden is the Senior Vice President of Operations at FCC in Regina.
Time now for Real Agriculture with Sean Haney. Brought to you in part by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia and Schlamp's Integra Tire in Grenfell. Your locally owned Integra Tire dealers on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This is your RealAgriculture.com update. Bring the energy of Real Ag Radio to your next customer meeting or conference. From your stage, we'll record an episode in person to inform and provide insight on the latest in agriculture. Email advertising at realagriculture.com to learn more about this unique keynote opportunity. Sean Haney here with realagriculture.com and Real Ag Radio. I am joined right now by one of the five inductees, the part of the 2021 crop, we'll put that little spin on it, into the Canadian Agricultural Hall of Fame. It is Don Buckingham. Don, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Sean?
Hey, I'm doing great. So, Don, congratulations. Well-deserved. Awesome stuff. I was so glad to see your name when it was posted there last week. Congrats.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure.
So, Don, introduce yourself to our audience. We have had you on the show before when you were spending time with Cappy. Talk about your career a little bit and some of the things that you've done.
Absolutely. I grew up on a farm in northwestern Saskatchewan. I thought I would grow up to be a farmer lawyer and practice in a small town close to where I was farming. And, you know, that didn't quite work out. I actually did a few other things. And so after I left the farm, I went off and did law school. And I saw that nobody was really doing anything in the agricultural law area. And I thought that was so unusual, considering it's such a mainstay for our Canadian economy and so many lives and livelihoods depend on it, either as primary producers or up the line through processors. And hey, Sean, all 100% of Canadians are consumers of food products. So I thought, you know, we're really going to have to get our head around how the industry works with some of the other technical aspects. How do you, buy farmland? How do you raise money for that? How do you get inputs and how are those regulated? How do you hire farm workers? How do you deal with death or divorce in a farm family? All of those questions just fascinated me. So when I finished law school, I said, you know, maybe I can make a career of this. And so for the first about 15 years, I taught in Canadian law schools in Ontario and in Saskatchewan. And I just loved sort of bringing along the next generation of eager minds who hadn't really thought about food law or agriculture law as a career, and how important it was that they sort of bring the torch along for the next generation. And so that was kind of the first 15 years of my career. And then kind of the next 15 years, I actually threw my hat in the ring and started doing some of this agricultural law and policy. So I started first with Ag Canada as a lawyer in their legal department, and advised the minister and advised all of the deputy minister and directors on legal questions, as you know, diverse as how you deal with farm programming and how you structure deals between provinces and federal government with respect to agriculture policy. And finally, then the next two stops I had were equally interesting. One was acting as an administrative judge. An administrative judge in Canada is a specialized judge that just deals with one kind of law dispute. And the kind of law dispute that I dealt with were between farmers and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, principally. And whenever there was a disagreement about interpretation of animal health and animal transportation laws or importation laws or export laws around food, they would come to my tribunal. I was the chair of the tribunal for a resolution. And then finally, you've already mentioned it, I got right into the fray in the last 3 years, being the CEO of CAPI, the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute, where we're really thinking up new ideas as to how the sector has to renew itself, to remain relevant, to remain that mainstay of the Canadian economy. So I really feel like I've covered the whole field, if you can pardon the pun for a second, of agriculture and agriculture law in Canada. And it's really been in both languages. It's been, you know, the grain producers, the cattle producers, people who do greenhouses, everywhere from Vancouver all the way to the Maritimes.
Yeah.
It's been really interesting.
You know, you mentioned at the beginning there about how there wasn't a lot happening in the field of agricultural law initially. Why do you think that was?
Well, you know, I mean, I think probably it was because people thought agriculture didn't really merit much attention with respect to law. There was all of the big businesses, mergers, acquisitions, there was family law, there was criminal law, but there wasn't really much attention paid to how our food was made, how it was marketed.
This has been your Real Agriculture Update. You can find out more about this issue or many others at realagriculture.com.
Infuse some energy into your next corporate event, customer meeting, or conference with Real Ag Radio, Canada's national agriculture radio show. Create a unique experience at your next event with host Sean Haney, broadcasting Real Ag Radio live on Sirius XM, featuring exciting guests, captivating interviews, and the latest news from the agriculture community. Contact advertising at realagriculture.com or call 587-787-1795 to book your on-location with Real Ag Radio today.
Get out to an early start on weed control in next year's canola and lentil crop using Group 3 Edge Microactive from Gowan, Canada this fall. Edge Microactive, maximize yields today and manage resistance for tomorrow. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan, Canada.
The official 620 CKRM Farm Weather is brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina. Specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan, call Harry, Justin, or Devin at 352-1866. And the Moose Jaw Truck Shop, the number one choice for any diesel engine repair. Drop in. No appointment necessary. Visit moosejawtruckshop.com. Partly cloudy today. Widespread smoke. The high 26. 30% chance of showers overnight. Risk of a thunderstorm overnight. The low 18. Thursday, partly cloudy. 60% chance of showers and risk of a thunderstorm. Local smoke. Wind south 20, gusting to 40. The high tomorrow 27. The low 12. Friday, sunny, the high 26, the low 13. Saturday, sunny, the high 25, the low 13. Sunday, sunny, the high 26, the low 14. Monday, sunny, the high 27, the low 14. Tuesday, sunny, the high 26 degrees. Normal high is 26, the normal low is 11 for this date. The sun rose at 5:11 this morning. It sets at 8:58 tonight. And around the province, the hot spot, Valmarie in the southwest corner at 31. The cold spot, Jimmy Lake, 420 kilometers northwest of Regina at 17. Estevan is 26, Saskatoon 24, Swift Current 27, Weyburn 26, Yorkton is 24. Regina, sunny, smoke, it's 25 degrees, that's 77 Fahrenheit. Winds are from the east-northeast at 19. Humidity is 68%, the barometer rising 101.2. Smoke in Moose Jaw, 26 degrees. Winds are from the north-northeast at 15. Once again, Regina, sunny and smoke. It's 25, that's 77 Fahrenheit. Back in a moment. This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Get fair market value for your assets with an online auction through McDougall Auctioneers. McDougallAuctions.com. And brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems. Experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. Calls to the farm stress line in Saskatchewan are up an estimated 20% this summer. Mobile Crisis Services operates the farm stress line, and Acting Executive Director Jan Thorson says the pandemic and hot, dry weather has led to rising farm stress.
Of course, we don't have our hard numbers in yet, but I feel safe in saying that they'll be up this summer. There's been a lot of dynamics that are affecting the agricultural community right now, and a lot of them are not very positive. So, yes, more calls.
The issues, of course, are around drought, but what else is there? There's drought, of course, and many other issues?
Yes. COVID seems to have brought to light lots of issues for people. So what we're seeing with our callers is more complex calls, more dynamics that are affecting them. The upside of that is no matter how many issues they're bringing to the table, people are really showing a willingness to explore those issues, work them through, find longer-term help than we offer out of this office, and address the issues that may have been simmering for a long time. COVID has sort of brought things to a head for a lot of people.
How do you help farmers? What do you say, or how do you help them?
Well, a lot of what we try to do is let them self-direct the calls. We, of course, you know, we want to know what's the problem. And people can then have the opportunity to start describing to us what they're concerned about. And once you start that dialogue, the floodgates really open and people feel free to talk about whatever is bothering them at the moment. So it's really just a question of saying, how can I help you?
So how does someone contact you?
they can call us on the Farm Stress Line. We also accept email through our website. And I should mention that our website, Farm Stress Line, has lots and lots of resources. If people don't feel ready to call, and sometimes people aren't quite ready to call, there's lots of resources available to you through the website. So I encourage people to contact, to look that up and see what we have to offer there.
When we've talked in the past, we've talked about farm issues around anxiety, stress, mm-hmm. alcohol, gambling, and family issues. Those still right. out there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, there's been an uptick in, you know, substance abuse through the pandemic. Not seeing that as much as the farming community, as we're seeing people dealing with financial issues, crops and livestock. Crops is a big one this year because, of course, it's not been the greatest year in terms of weather. The heat wave has not been anybody's friend. So we're seeing a lot around that, and certainly some addiction issues too.
You've stressed also in the past, it's important with mental health concerns to be open and talk to someone.
Yes, absolutely.
Why is that so important?
Because a lot of people spend a lot of time worrying and feeling unhappy and depressed needlessly. I would never say that we have the solution to everybody's problems, because we don't. But quite often just talking about something puts it into a better perspective for people. And in some cases, if you need help, there is help available. You don't need to suffer alone. You can certainly reach out to us, and we can make referrals for you if you need more help to a doctor or the medical health system. But bottling it up inside tends to take a terrible toll on us, both emotionally and physically. So it's well worth it just to spit it out. And sometimes talking to a stranger is a lot easier than talking to people you're close to.
Farming is a profession and a lot of unknowns.
Yes.
You said calls were up. Any idea how much percentage-wise they would be up this summer?
I'm going to guess about 20%, but not written in stone. I'd say 20.
So increased calls, drug-related, mm-hmm. COVID-related, yep. Anything else that you'd like to mention?
Sure. Lots of family issues. Lots of farmers have families, kids in school. That's been a struggle, the kids not being at school, trying to do things online. Sometimes internet connections aren't great. All of those things are putting tremendous pressure on families. There's been so much going on this year that people are really often feeling like they're at a breaking point.
And also, sometimes it's nice to know you're not alone. You have other people have those issues.
And that's the other thing. We're available 24 hours a day. So for those who worry in the middle of the night, this is a good place to call. Rather than lying in your bed worrying, give us a call and we'll talk you through it.
And your number?
1-800-667-4442.
Jan Thorson is the Acting Executive Director of Mobile Crisis Services, which operates the Saskatchewan Farm Stress Line. This segment of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Degelmann Industries. Look to Degelmann for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. The market is paying more attention to high-quality red spring wheat than usual due to the widespread drought on the prairies and the northern U.S. states. Markets farm analyst Mike Jubenville says the high-protein wheat will be blended with the more plentiful, lower-quality wheats.
It's going to be all about the blending process for limited supplies of both U.S. and Canadian hard red spring wheat in the year ahead. Relative price is always a consideration, where we're going to have Minneapolis spring wheat futures carrying a significant premium, say, over the winter wheats. I think should be no less a premium probably than $2 a bushel over, say, a hard red spring wheat over hard red winter wheat in Kansas City.
Hard red spring wheat prices are now in the double digits.
We're looking at number one hard red spring wheat, 13.5 protein or so for fall delivery. You know, as high as $11 a bushel now for in some isolated locations in Alberta, but 10.35, 10.70 or so in Saskatchewan, Manitoba. So obviously looking at some very attractive pricing opportunities.
Moving to canola, Jubenville says the rationing process among buyers has started.
And users are going to be forced to probably substitute to some degree away from canola to other oil seeds and vegetable oil alternatives, because, you know, there's only limited supply available from Canada in the coming year. So there needs to be a bit of a trade flow reshuffling taking place in the new crop marketing year. And I think that's starting to happen.
And there will be less Canadian canola sold abroad and more imports coming into the country as well.
There needs to be a bit of a trade flow reshuffling taking place in the new crop marketing year. And I think that's starting to happen. Canada is at the epicenter of the canola supply demand imbalance. And here at home, we're probably going to see some increased, maybe even record amounts of European or Ukrainian canola make its way into Canada, as we did see in the springtime, probably to some of the Eastern Canadian crushers. The domestic crush on the prairies are the ones who are going to have to hold the line and stay price competitive. And they're probably the last ones to do in terms of rationing back in terms of what they're going to need.
Gibbonville says fall delivered canola prices are in the $20 to $21 a bushel range. Controlling Canada thistle is the topic of a new report from the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture. Kiana Bohr, a summer student with Saskatchewan Agriculture, is based in North Battleford.
Canada thistle is a hardy perennial weed that persists in many agricultural settings. The extensive root system of Canada thistle can reach several meters below the soil surface, allowing it to access moisture deep in the soil profile during dry conditions. These huge root systems also ensure plants have food to survive the winter and can quickly grow in the spring. New Canada thistle plants are produced by seeds, or more commonly from root buds that develop along lateral roots and send up new shoots. Once growing in the spring, Canada thistle continues to use stored root reserves until flowers are produced. If plants are mowed or tilled just before flower buds are produced, seeds will not be set and root reserves will be at their lowest level, causing the most damage to the plant. However, mowing is not always possible, especially in annual cropping systems. After flowering into late summer and fall, Canada thistle begins to replenish its root reserves to prepare for overwintering. This is the most effective time to use chemical control because herbicides will be taken up by the plant and translocated down into the roots. For canola crops, pre-harvest applications of glyphosate can be used to control Canada thistle in late summer or fall. Glyphosate is a Group 9 non-selective herbicide. It will slowly start yellowing new Canada thistle growth before spreading through the entire plant. Be sure to check with your grain buyer before applying pre-harvest glyphosate to ensure they do not have pre-harvest glyphosate restrictions. Maximum residue limits are also in place for many crops and need to be carefully considered before applying any pre-harvest herbicides. Only apply glyphosate to canola crops when seed moisture is at 30% or less to minimize the uptake of glyphosate into the grain. Canola pods should be green to yellow, and most seeds are yellow to brown. The extensive root system of Canada thistle is what makes it so resilient and difficult to control. Approaches to manage Canada thistle must target the root system, and this is most effective in the fall. This is Kiana Bohr, summer student for the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture in the North Battleford Regional Office.
Coming up, Market Update. Market Update brought to you by Nelson GM in Assiniboia and Avonlea. If you are a Costco member, get huge savings on current 2019 and 2020 SUVs right now. And brought to you by Sask Pork. Saskatchewan's growing and vibrant hog industry creates economic spin-offs and career opportunities in our rural communities. Find out more, visit saskpork.com. Grain prices were moving down in early trading today. Canola fell $40 at $841.57. Number one red spring wheat went down $12.30 at $373.13. The rest were unchanged. Durham $340.25. Feed barley $254.65. Flax $677.94. Lentils $767.50. Oats $236.53. Yellow peas $347.27. Feed wheat $238.84. On the Minneapolis Grain Exchange this morning, September spring wheat is down 16.5 cents at 8.99 and a half cent a bushel. The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn 842-4574. Now the latest livestock quotes.
Assiniboia Livestock had a regular cow and bull sale on July 14th. Prices are holding steady from our last sale. Heiferettes sold from 110 to 132. D1 and D2 cows sold from 81 to 105, D3 cows sold from 56 to 75, and slaughter bulls sold from 113 to 120. This is Jordan with the Assiniboia Livestock Market Report. Have a great ranching day.
And the latest Saskatchewan pork prices. This is both SIG4 in Brandon and the BP4 TCP4 Moose Jaw plant. Today it's down a bit, $244.78 per CKG. Coming up, the Resource Report.
This is the Saskatchewan Resource Report on 620 CKRM. Here's Jim Smalley.
Now the Resource Report, brought to you by the Prairie Co-op Grow Team, fueling farms, feeding families in Cupar, Ituna, Lipton, and Strasburg. Researchers with the U of S have joined forces with the Saskatchewan Health Authority and CHEP CHEP Good Food to study food insecurity and design a future path in the province. The study will look at various locations in Saskatchewan, including urban centers and remote areas among First Nations and Métis communities. The project is part of the Nourish Anchor Collaborative Cohort, which consists of a network of teams of healthcare workers and community members to resolve challenges around health, food insecurity, rising rates of diet-related chronic disease, and impacts of climate change. A particular concern to the Saskatchewan group is the large-scale food procurement needs of the health authority. This has the potential to overwhelm local sustainable practices of hunting, growing, and harvesting, if not done in a responsible fashion. The collaborative projects run this year to 2023. On the markets, the TSX is up 145 points at 20,088. The Dow has risen 251 points at 34,763. Oil is up $3.19 at $70.39 a barrel. The Canadian dollar is up 0.78 of a cent at 79.62 cents U.S., and that's the Resource Report. If you missed any segment of the show, tune in to the on-demand Saskatchewan Agriculture Today podcast, brought to you by Gowan Canada. Gowan Canada understands the challenges growers face and takes pride in finding effective crop protection solutions. Visit GowanCanada.com to learn more. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley. Good afternoon and good farming.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.